Yeah, well, look, as everyone knows, the amount of traffic, particularly the heavy agricultural vehicles and articulated lorries, etc., that are coming through Balbuffet, unlike other towns that are nearly all bypassed now, the lorries, etc., coming through Balbuffet, because of the traffic volumes, and especially at peak periods, and going in both directions, the exhaust and the way these lorries are operating, like these are lorries and other vehicles, obviously operate better when they're travelling maybe 50, 60, 70 kilometres per hour. But in this case here, they're constantly in traffic jams at different times of the day, and they're obviously emitting a lot more fumes and carbon and everything else out into the community, especially in the Balfay, the main streets of Balfay and Stranorda. Now, there's been some monitoring carried out haphazardly here and there, and actually, I believe that even when they were completed, they weren't even fully documented because there were staff allocated that hadn't been there to complete the studies and that. Now, the good news is that AIRNAC have secured a lot of European funding, and they're in a position now to maybe to roll out a much robust and a better scheme in Balbuffet. There is one or two locations, I think Buncrana, Letterkenny and somewhere else, that actually have permanent air quality monitoring. So I'm asking that there will be a permanent air quality monitoring put into, say, approximately around the Garda station in Balfe, because to me that's where a lot of the smog and fog and sort of, you know, a lot of the damage has probably been done, and then that would obviously spread out. Like, there has been others done, as they say, and they weren't fully completed, but they were in the outskirts of the town. So you need to do it where the worst. And hopefully now that this will be delivered on. I have asked for it on a number of occasions through motions and that, and sort of got mixed messages back. But as I say, now that we're aware that AIRNAC has secured European funding, have asked that now that Balfay would be prioritised within the county now for a good, proper monitoring of the air quality. It's obviously local people, it's tourists, it's shoppers, it's cycling clubs, athletic clubs are constantly in the town and they're breathing in this, and it cannot be good. And look, I know there's talk about smoke and fog from fires and one thing and another, but we certainly need to do something about this. And, you know, perhaps this will add to speeding up the bypass, you know, because, you know, whatever criteria they're using to prioritise which road is in the country is developed first, which TNT, which bypass. I think, you know, issues they get to be very important. The need to be, you know, air quality and people's health needs to be taken into consideration.
So the impact of the inconclusive air monitoring has had impacts on wider projects, you're saying?
No, I'm hoping that when we get a proper, robust kind of monitoring, and that we have the facts and figures, and if it is, the results is what a lot of people believe, that the air quality is not good. The very centre of Balfe own to all the traffic jams and, you know, all the heavy lorries and that. As I say, a lot of these heavy lorries that are going from one end of the county or to Derry, Letterkenny, to Sligo, Galway, Limerick, a lot of them don't go through other towns. They don't have to. They don't have to go through Balfe. It's not that they're stopping in Balfe, but there's no other way through. So in that sense, so it's because of the exhaust and the fumes and these lorries stuck in traffic jams that I'm asking that, you know, that we get a survey done and get it complete, because in the past they have not, in my opinion, been carried out properly. And now that we and AIRNAC has been so successful in getting this European funding, then I'm asking that Balfour Sorry would be prioritised for everybody's sake, and, you know, for sake of people's health and safety.